structural planning in the first phase, 1862-65. We know from the planning of the Neuss Museum, also designed by Friedrich August Stüler, 1800-1865, figure left, that his site manager Hoffmann played a decisive role in the design and dimensioning of the new type of iron structures. Could it be similar here? There is evidence that a Busse employee drew numerous detailed construction plans. However, not even his identity has been clearly established. It is likely that he was Karl Busse, 1834-96, a son of longtime director of the Bauakademie Karl Ferdinand Busse, who had passed his Baumeister examination at the Bauakademie in 1863 and should therefore have been sufficiently qualified in structural engineering. However, Busse's e-notes on two surviving sheets, drawn up by Busse, Baumeister 365 according to the sketches and verbal instructions of the Geheime Oberbaurath Stüler, suggest that his role was limited to that of a draftsman. This would make Stüler himself responsible not only for the architecture, but also for the structural design. It would not be surprising. Like Schinkel, he was open to the new structural engineering options.